You're listening to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Friday, May 15th, 7:31 Central Time. Joining me in the studio this morning, Dr. Al Buckman with Christian Friends of New Americans. Good morning, Dr. Buckman.
Good morning, Andy.
Glad to have you back in studio this morning talking about CFNA. I always enjoy our conversations. Love to hear what's going on with Christian Friends of New Americans. So looking forward to our conversation. And you brought along a friend with you this morning.
Oh, yeah. A close friend.
and a familiar voice here. You might recognize the laugh, Pastor Matt Clark from Ascension Lutheran Church here in St. Louis. Good morning, Pastor Clark.
Good morning, Andy. Great to be here with you this morning.
It seems probably a little unusual to be here on a Friday instead of a Saturday morning, right?
That's right. I feel a little off. Yeah, you're wrestling with the basics usually on Saturdays, but glad to be here bright and early on a Friday to help share the wonderful work that CFNA is doing.
Dr. Buckman, share with us, how did Christian Friends of New Americans begin, and what is it today?
Well, it traces its origins to about the year 2000, it grew out of a concern among some of the LCMS people. My wife Carol was very much involved in it initially, about the growing numbers of immigrants and refugees coming to the St. Louis area, not too much being done initially at that time. And so there was the consensus. There were about, I think, about 10 or 12 people that met at the seminary to discuss this whole thing. And it sort of the next step was a computer class. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was held in the basement of Messiah Lutheran Church for a couple of years, and it did attract a number of new Americans. Shortly thereafter, we moved to the current location, which is at 4019 South Grand Boulevard, and sort of expanded the ministry. There's still a computer class. We have a computer lab there. But after-school tutoring became a significant thing. This year we've been getting between 70 and 80 students, new American students, West Africans, East Africans, Nepalese, and some others on Tuesdays and Thursday evenings. And also there's a health and wellness clinic that started down there. That's once a month, every Saturday morning about 10 o'clock. We usually get around 20, maybe up to 30 new Americans. And other programs grew as well. There's food distribution. There's furniture distribution. There's the scholarship assistance program for the enrollment of new American students into Lutheran schools here. And for the last 7 years, we've enrolled between 25 and 30 a lot of them at Word of Life Lutheran School, but some others too, Green Park. And then there have been a number at Lutheran High South and some also this year at Lutheran High North.
Wow, that's just outstanding. Now you mentioned that you moved the center to South Grand, correct?
Yes.
Pastor Clark, how far is that from Ascension Lutheran Church?
From Ascension, it's almost 15 minutes. It's a pretty straight shot down Chippewa and then just make a ride onto Grand. And I spent some time over there myself, and not just me, but also quite a few of our members serve as volunteers there at the Peace Center, the headquarters of Christian Friends of New Americans. And I mean, I would highly recommend that to any of our listeners if they want to see the ministry of CFNA firsthand, to come and to volunteer sometime at the Peace Center and to see the work that the Lord's doing there and to be a part of that work firsthand, because it really is an organization that's run by volunteers in many ways, at least the motor behind it, the engine behind it. And I know it's been just a real blessing in the lives of many of our lay people at Ascension, and just an awesome opportunity for outreach and to really see firsthand the work that God's doing among new Americans here in the St. Louis area.
And if any would be interested, we can always use tutors for the after-school tutoring program. Reverend Stanley Stanley, a graduate student at the seminary, serves as our coordinator. He's also the executive director designate for CFNA. And if anyone is interested, they may contact him. I'll even give a number here. That would be at 314-724-4664. Reverend Stanley Stanley, the coordinator for the after-school program.
And we love having Pastor Stanley on here as well. He's a frequent voice and guest pastor here at Worldwide KFUO, and we love chatting with him from time to time as well. Let's talk about the community, where the Peace Center is and where Ascension Lutheran Church is. Dr. Buckman, describe for us the neighborhood where the Peace Center is.
Well, it's, again, South Grand. It was before the International Institute moved to the former St. Elizabeth Academy on Pestalozzi. It was also on Grand, about five blocks away. And that's how the center became such an excellent location, because the International Institute brings in 80% of all the refugees that come into St. Louis, and they have been arriving at the rate of 600, 800 a year, and they settle them right in that area. So the center is right in the settlement zone. And so we were, it enabled us, the link wasn't automatic, but it was a good location from which to work out of. I might add that CFNA has the goal of linking with 200 new Americans every year. And last year, we managed to link with almost 225. We're hoping to do even better this year. And we work with a very simple model, draw, bridge, home. Draw them into the CFNA network, bridge them from no understanding to some understanding and perhaps some level of commitment. Reinforce that link through these various ministries that were mentioned earlier, and then move that link along to congregations like Ascension Lutheran Church here.
Pastor Clark, share for us a little bit about the community where Ascension Lutheran Church is located.
Sure. And I feel like I'm here just as a representative, not just for Ascension, but for just parish pastors in general that are involved with CFNA, because I don't want to give the impression it's just Ascension, but it's very much a partnership between congregations in the city near CFNA, but also congregations in the suburbs too of St. Louis that help in various ways. But Ascension itself is located in the St. Louis Hills area, pretty close to the Ted Drews on Chippewa. That's a pretty good landmark.
Everybody knows where that
is. Everyone knows Ted Drews, right? And then, like I said, if you go down Chippewa toward the city and then go on to Grand, there's the Peace Center. So it's 10, 15 minutes away. Many of our members, our Nepalese members at Ascension, do live around the Peace Center, that South Grand area. So one of the challenges for us as a congregation is to provide transportation to worship, to other events at Ascension. And we've had to get kind of creative with that as the group of new Americans at Ascension has grown. So those rides were provided by lay people in our congregation, and that worked well, but it got to the point where it just wasn't enough. So now we have actually a school bus that we use to transport our Nepalese worshipers from their neighborhood on South Grand, and now a few other places too, to Ascension. So we've done that for a couple months now, and that's worked well. It's a little safer, we feel, and then also a little more convenient too. So the bus stops at Ascension. Some of our English-speaking members get on. Then it makes stops in at the homes of our Nepalese members. And with some of our Ascension members already on, they have some familiar faces there as they get on the bus. It's not just an empty bus, but someone to welcome them on. And so far, that's worked well.
And I think it was close to a year ago, we had a conversation about some of the new Nepalese members at Ascension and just some of the exciting things happening there.
Yes, yeah. One member in particular I want to mention is Gagan Gurung. He's our Nepali evangelist, is his title. He's employed part-time by CFNA, employed part-time by Ascension. And he's just been a tremendous blessing as someone who's been here in the United States himself for only 2 years, refugee from Nepal, but someone who knows the culture, knows the language, and can really help to make those close connections between Ascension and CFNA and the Nepalese as well. For instance, I taught a catechism class, a confirmation class recently, and we used Luther's Small Catechism. We had it in both English and in Nepali, and the entire class was translated into Nepali. So I would teach the class, but then Gagan would be there to translate, which is just a tremendous blessing. Without someone like him, that just wouldn't be possible. Some of those from Nepal are illiterate in both English or Nepali, so to have that oral communication, to hear that through the ear is so important. So individuals like Gagan and others are just key to this connection and this ministry.
And last year celebrated a pretty significant number of baptisms, as I understand it. I remember it was about 20, I think.
Yeah, well, 21 baptisms. That was back in January of 2014. So just a great celebration. People of all ages, from babies all the way to people in their 70s. Wonderful celebration and just a time of rejoicing. And for individuals from CFNA and then also our lay members who work very closely with our Nepalese population for them to be there and to serve sort of as sponsors and witnesses to those baptisms. Just an amazing event, and just we praise the Lord for it.
And even more so, more recently, just yesterday, celebrating the festival, Ascension Festival, you mentioned off the air, that had more baptisms and confirmations.
We sure did. So at Ascension, we celebrated Ascension along with two other congregations in the area that helped to sponsor that worship, St. John's on Morgan Ford, Timothy Lutheran on Filer, both of which are involved with CFNA as well. And we had 12 baptisms yesterday evening and 14 confirmations. So just a thrill that the Lord continues to work. The Spirit's still at work. And especially that reading we have for Ascension, where Jesus says before he ascends how he sends his disciples as witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And it's just, for me, as a parish pastor, a privilege to be a part of that witnessing, even to the ends of the earth, as the ends of the earth in many ways come here to St. Louis, to our doorstep. And CFNA provides that opportunity and that partnership for congregations to connect with those populations and for them to find a home, a place for word and sacrament in a local Lutheran congregation.
Dr. Buckman, hearing what Pastor Clark is sharing, this is just one example of these new Americans being connected, not only to the Peace Center and to getting the great resources that they get there through ESL and tutoring programs and health and wellness events, things like that, but also being connected to getting connected to a congregation to hear the word, to receive God's good gifts there in word and sacrament. This is just one example, isn't it?
Yes, and they're also Nepalese again. That have connected in some number with Messiah Lutheran Church. I think there are about 20 that are over there pretty regularly. Sometimes there's even more than that. They have a Bible study that meets regularly among the Nepalese over there. We tend to send the African refugee people to Timothy Lutheran Church, and there have been quite a number that have gone over there. That's a growing number as well. There have been a few of the Nepalese that have gone to St. John's Morgan Ford also. And there's probably been incidental contact with some of the other congregations around there. Presently, we're supported one way or another by, I think it's 26 LCMS congregations in the St. Louis area. Those that were mentioned here are, of course, the urban parishes, and the connection is really pretty close. But there's some equally very, very strong connections with parishes in the county, too.
Very good. Well, you mentioned support, and I want to talk about a couple of ways that we as listeners can support Christian Friends of New Americans here in the St. Louis area. We'll do that in just a moment. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. We'll continue the conversation right after this on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
On the next Long Gospel of Open Mic Friday, we do have a lot to speak about in light of, during the week, we spoke of the seventh Sunday of Easter, as well as Ascension. We had a conversation about what is happening in Canada in light of gay marriage, and anything else on your mind, you can phone in.
Weekday mornings beginning at 9:30 on KFUO.
Hi, this is Rich Robertson, President and CEO of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. We are excited to walk alongside Lutheran Church Missouri Synod members and ministries as they witness and perform works of mercy and compassion around the world. Investments with LCEF provide the exceptional financial resources used daily to build faith communities and serve God's people. Our loans and ministry support services are available to LCMS congregations, schools, and organizations, as well as rostered church workers. Visit LCEF today.
You've discovered Worldwide KFUO. Now discover how easy it is to listen to KFUO where you are. Discover our online stream and on-demand programs that allow you to listen where, when, and how you want. Discover how easy it is to listen on your radio, smartphone, Wi-Fi radio, and other listening devices. You've discovered the Christ-centered message that KFUO proclaims daily in both word and song. We are KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Jesus prayed, "Holy Father, keep them in your name, that they may be one, even as we are one." He's praying for his disciples then. He's praying for his disciples now. He came to bring God's love to you and me, and that's why he lifts the disciples up and lifts you up in prayer.
Pastor Gregory Seltz, this week on The Lutheran Hour.
Sundays at 12:30 and 5 p.m. on Worldwide KFUO.
You're listening to His Time. It is Friday, May 15th, 7:47 Central Time. In studio with me today, friends of, Christian friends of New Americans, and love to have our CFNA friends here in studio talking about the great work that CFNA does to welcome new Americans to our community here in St. Louis. But it's not just limited to here in St. Louis. I know that there are some other folks who welcome new Americans, and CFNA sets a fine example of what we can do around the country as well. Now, in order for CFNA to do the things that you do, Dr. Buckman, it takes some support, doesn't it?
It does, yes, it does.
And so I know that you have a few events, some big events and some smaller events throughout the year. You have an event coming up very soon, actually, not too far from now, just about 2 weeks from, 2 weeks from tomorrow, if I recall correctly. Is that right?
It's the 30th of May, and it's a Saturday. Yes, it's a walkathon. It will be at Licklead Groves, the retirement center there, and beginning at 10 o'clock in the morning. So you can go to the CFNA website for more information if you wish. That's www.cfna-stl.org. But it's our first attempt at a walkathon. We'll see how this goes. And you can register for that or register other people.
Sure.
Support anyone you want. And then do the walkathon. I think it's about a mile in length. You can do it, two, three, four, five times if you would like. But we're looking forward to this.
So a 1 mile walk, or you could do a 5K, do three times around, and make it into a 5K. Yeah. You could walk briskly, right?
That's right.
Make it a 5K. Yeah. Now that's coming up on Saturday, May 30th, 9 a.m. at Licklead Groves. That's located at 723 South Licklead Station Road here in St. Louis. You can you mentioned the website cfna-stl.org/walk, and you can go on there and register for that and make your contribution as well. Registration, $10 a person or $25 a family, is that right?
That's right.
Well, it sounds like a fun time. How does this support, how do the funds from this event support the work of CFNA? What are the types of things that can happen because of this type of support?
Well, just about anything at the Peace Center itself, as for example, the after-school tutoring about which we spoke as one of them. We also have a leadership formation class that meets down there regularly. I think we have about 10 registered for that. That's kind of a pre-EIIT program. And now that's volunteer-led as well. But it does cost something to maintain the Peace Center, of course, and so these funds go to that. We have, I think, about 10 part-time people that are stipended. We have about 40 or so volunteers that really carry the brunt of the work, I would say, in almost all these ministries. But so the amounts that are raised can be used to support these part-time people, too. Which is, they play critical roles in the various ministries that are offered there.
Well, very good. And what a great way to celebrate and support CFNA, to get out and do something healthy and fun, with maybe a group of people from your congregation or your family. Get out and go for a walk, breathe some fresh air, not only in your lungs, but also by supporting CFNA, breathing some more fresh air into the work of the volunteers and those who are receiving support from CFNA.
And there will be two more fundraisers and friendraisers, if I may say. They've worked
certainly
wonderfully for both. A golfing event in October at Norwood Country Club. And then in November, there will be the trivia gathering. And this will be, I think, about the sixth year for it, if I'm not mistaken. That has grown. I think last year we had over 300. That has been at Webster Gardens Lutheran Church. And we've kind of maxed out the facility that they had given us for that. So we'll make some alterations, I think, and keep that going as well. But all of these provide for the support of CFNA and also kind of enable CFNA to expand the network, too.
Pastor Clark, the work that the CFNA has been doing in the community, how important is this this work of mercy to the mission of the church, what the work that God has given us as a church body to proclaim the good news of Jesus to all nations, really? Yes. How important is this type of work that CFNA doing important to the overall work of the church?
Sure. As you pointed out, it really is, in many ways, the work of the church to reach out to all nations. A part of what CFNA does, and part of the opportunity we have now as congregations, is to help provide for some of those practical needs, to teach English, to offer tutoring. When new Americans come here to the United States, they come with very, very little. Some with just a couple suitcases, and that's about it. Mm-hmm. There's some aid from the government initially, but that doesn't last long. So to help connect them to employment, to help connect them to ways in which to receive furniture. CFNA does some of that work too. To just furnish a simple apartment initially. Important work. And then, of course, we do all that work in the name of Jesus Christ as we reflect his love through our words, through our actions, through those acts of mercy and providing for those practical needs. We also, as opportunity arises, has opportunity to share and meet those spiritual needs that new Americans have. You know, and as a congregation, one of the wonderful things I think is, even as these individuals that come to America are no longer new Americans, but older Americans after they've been here a while, they still have a home, a church home, a place to worship, a place to hear God's word, to grow in Christ. And that's so important too. And one of the things I'm excited to see is after, you know, 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road, when second and third generation Americans are here, for those relationships to still continue, those connections still within local Lutheran congregations to still, God willing, exist. And I think another way that that happens, like Al mentioned, is through the schools too, through Lutheran schools, those connections to Word of Life and to Green Park, other schools, to the Lutheran high schools, to really make that lifelong connection to the Lutheran Church, to grow in the faith. It's just exciting to see where the Lord's going to lead that in the future.
I'm glad you mentioned schools. That brings up a good point. And I know, Dr. Buckman, you mentioned the scholarships. By providing scholarships for students, these new American students to attend Lutheran schools in the communities where they live, not only does that provide a great education for them, how does that benefit the school and the other students?
Well, it benefits the schools and the other students through the diversity it brings to the school. I think that's primary. And we've seen this and heard the comments from Lutheran High South. I think we've had students there for 6 years. It has brought another dimension to the student body there. And the New American students that have attended there feel very well supported and very well received. But I think it also provides the opportunity for students who wouldn't get to meet people from, you know, Liberia and Sierra Leone and Eritrea and Ethiopia and Nepal to meet them and get to know a little bit about them as well.
And just to speak from a dad's perspective too, I have two students at Word of Life myself, a fifth grader, our son Noah, and our daughter Anna, who's in first grade. And at Word of Life, they are students from 11 different nations represented, which is sort of unique among LCMS schools, at least here in St. Louis. And really our daughter in her class has students from, it's four or five different nationalities, different nations, home nations. And she really doesn't see skin color. I can say that honestly, that she really doesn't you know, judge people or have preconceived notions of people by the color of their skin, but they're just fellow first graders, fellow people loved by Jesus. And that's just really neat to see, and that it makes for a great school environment, a safe place where there's also diversity, and most importantly, the love of Jesus is shared.
And I might add that some of these now have gone through Lutheran High South and have gone into the University of Missouri and other universities and are doing very well there. It doesn't take much to see that before long, I think they'll start to show up as a leadership element in the church as well.
It's great to hear. With just a little bit of time, just about a minute or so for each of you here, I'd like to hear what you've learned since your involvement with CFNA. One or two things that you've just learned that maybe you didn't expect to learn or gain from your experience with just a minute or so.
Well, I guess one of the things I've learned is that having been in mission service previously in Nigeria in our earlier years right out of the seminary, we find that what we had learned there, we are relearning here again, working among the new American people. And it's always a learning experience to know how God is moving among people and moving people to either bring the missionaries to them or bring them to the churches, which is what's happening right here. And so we're just very, very pleased and humbled to be part of this effort to be able to link with these new Americans and then move those links along to the churches. And we just praise the Lord for that.
Pastor Clark, with just a minute.
Sure. On the one hand, I've learned that we're very, very different. Different cultures, especially work with the Nepalese, different language, of course, different foods, spicier foods, eating goat and different things. It's been a wonderful experience. But on the other hand, we're exactly the same. We're both sinners in need of forgiveness, and we're both people who have that forgiveness in Jesus Christ, the Savior of the nations.
Amen. Well, thank you both for sharing time with us. Again, I want to point folks to the walkathon that's coming up May 30th. That's Saturday, May 30th, 9 a.m. at Laclede Groves. You can find out more information at cfna-stl.org/walk. cfna-stl.org/walk. You can find out more information there. And it'll be a great time, a great event, great way to get out and support CFNA. Dr. Buckman, thank you so much for being our guest this morning on His Time and sharing with us about the great work going on at Christian Friends of New Americans.
Thank you very much.
Pastor Matt Clark at Ascension Lutheran Church here in St. Louis, thanks for being our guest this morning.
Great to be here. Thanks, Andy.
Get to be a guest instead of a host this morning.
It's nice, yeah.
Coming up in just a little bit, we have our study of the daily New Testament reading. Today, we're going to study with Pastor Foot, Pastor Robert Foot from Trinity Lutheran Church in Ithaca, New York. We'll get into Luke chapter 17. Stick around for more His Time right after this break on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.